أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما هوى. This is the next surah, Surah Najm, which is also amongst the Makki surahs, the surahs that were revealed in Makkah Sharif. And all these surahs mainly deal with the subject matter of believing in Allah, the Akhirat, etc. And the Rasul, the Nabuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The previous surah dealt more with the belief of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and Akhirat. This surah deals more with the Risalat, the Nabuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in a very, very striking way, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala starts the surah by taking a qasam, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى. Qasam sitare ke jab gire. The qasam, and Allah takes an oath of the stars when they set. There are various aspects where this has great munasabat connection with the great and honorable position of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as explained in the ayats in front. Ma dhalla sahibukum wa ma ghawa bihkanahi tumhara rafiq aur nabi raah chala. That as the stars, they go on their course and they never ever falter in their course. They go straight on their course. Like that your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was straight on his course and never faltered in his course. That is, one is by mistake you make a mistake and you do make an error. And one is intentionally you make an error. The stars, neither by error or intentionally or unintentionally. In the same way was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that Allah ta'ala took qasam of the setting stars. That is, now the stars are going to be setting, you still got a little while to change your life, to make up your time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was the last Nabi of Allah. Now is your last chance to change your life and prepare for the Akhirah. After this, there is no other Nabi going to come. Hold on to his teachings and follow his ways thoroughly. Also, once the stars set, that is in the morning when the sun rises, the stars are on their place but they cannot be seen. Just like that, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are on their places, but so to say they have vanished now. The sun of all the Anbiya has appeared. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has appeared. So now the stars you cannot see anymore. So Allah ta'ala in this beautiful way explains the great honor of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. اور نہیں بولتا ہے اپنی نفس کی خواہش سے, یہ تو حکم ہے بھیجا ہوا. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees so straight on his cause that not only his talking but every action of his, every mood of his is controlled by Allah Ta'ala. It is not of his own desire, but it is a wahi which Allah Ta'ala has revealed. The Quran Sharif is that wahi, revelation, that the words and the meaning are of Allah Ta'ala. And the words which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke is also wahi, revelation from Allah Ta'ala, but the words are of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the only difference between the two. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was thoroughly guided and protected by Allah Ta'ala in every way. عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى. اُسْكُ سِكْلَايَ هِ سَخْتْ قُوَّةُ وَعَلَيْنِ. He was taught by him who has got the greatest, who has got great power. That was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, who came and taught and brought nabuwat and brought wahi to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. From the starting point of Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, right through till the end, the Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and taught Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Zu mirratin, zor awar, extremely strong and powerful, and extremely beautiful and handsome. Now when Nabi Jibreel alayhi salam was so strong that on the one tip of his one wing, he lifted the whole nation of Lut, lifted them up into the skies and threw them down upside down. So powerful and extremely handsome and beautiful also. Fastawa, pirsida beta. The first time Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam was when Wahi came, and he saw him on the eastern horizon sitting on a chair, and he came, that was his original form, and the whole horizon was covered by him, so huge and so great and so big he was. وَهُوَ بِالْأُفُقِ الْأَعْلَى اور وہ تھا اونچے کنارے پر آسمان کے. He was on the higher horizon of the sky. ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّى پھر نزدیک ہوا اور لٹک آیا. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came the first time, and the first time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam saw him, he came closer and he leaned towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, still keeping his attachment to the sky, and he came right down till where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and he came so close, فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى پھر رہ گیا فرق دو کمان کے برابر یا اس سے بھی نزدیک. And now they were so close, Jibreel alayhi salam to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, like the span of two bows, the bow and arrow, two bows, or even less than that. So close he had come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In here Allah explains the great heavens and the skies and the great qudrat of Allah in there as well. فَوْحَا إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَا پھر حکم بھیجا اللہ نے اپنے بندے پر جو بھیجا. Then Allah sent this wahi to his servant, to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that which Allah wanted to send. And that was the Quran Sharif. The starting of the Quran Sharif has started, and the wahi started coming to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jibreel alayhi wa sallam, مَا كَذَبَ الْفُعَادُ مَا رَآ جھوٹ نہیں کہا رسول کے دل نے جو دیکھا. The heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not falsify that what he saw with his eyes. Sometimes you ask, is it right what am I seeing? Is it you that I am seeing? Am I right? In other words, your heart does not believe what your eyes are seeing. But how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there was 100% corroboration between the heart and the eye, that what I'm seeing is 100% true and correct. I'm seeing Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam. أَفَتُمَارُونَهُ عَلَى مَا يَرَى اب کیا تم اس سے جگرتے ہو اس پر جو اس نے دیکھا. Now, oh, the people of Mecca, those who are not believing, are you disputing? When he has seen this so clearly and with such conviction, he saw Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, are you people still disputing and arguing about this matter? وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى اور اس کو اس نے دیکھا ہے اترتے ہوئے ایک اور بار بھی. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam coming down on another occasion also. This was the occasion of Mi'raj, when Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came and took Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the journey of Mi'raj. And he saw him at that time also. And he went with him and saw him عِنْدَ سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَحَى سِدْرَةُ الْمُنْتَحَى كِفَاسْ near سِدْرَةُ الْمُنْتَحَى. We have got the seven heavens, and then the Jannat is above that, and all the stages of Jannat, and above that is Sidratul Muntaha. That is where Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam saw him again in his original form. عِنْدَهَا جَنَّةُ الْمَأْوَى اُسْكِ پَاسِ بَحِشْتْ آرَام سے رہنے کی. And by Sidratul Muntaha is Jannat. And the Jannat is that place of peaceful residence, where a person will have nothing to do, no earning, no maintaining, nothing. Everything he will have, just peaceful residence. اِذْ يَخْشَ سِدْرَةَ مَا يَخْشَى جَبْ چھا رہا تھا اس بیری پر جو کچھ چھا رہا تھا. And there is a tree, the tree of the berry. But it is nothing to do with dunya's berries and fruits, all the fruits and enjoyments of Jannat, the Hurul Een, etc., the woman of Jannat. This is just to make us understand. Otherwise, that is such a superior and great quality that we cannot imagine what the ni'mats of Jannat are. Anyway, the Sidratul Muntaha, this tree, this berry tree, it is so huge, it covers everything there, and on there, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then sends down His revelation. And it comes down just like we see the sun. But when the sun, the rays of the sun are bright, though you are seeing the sun with the rays of the sun, but you can't see the sun itself. The rays dazzle you. Like that, when Allah sends His wahi, then that anwarat are so much that you cannot see, but it is all the anwarat of Allah Ta'ala. Ma zaghal basaru wa ma tagha, behki nahi niga, aur na had se barhi. The eyes did not even move a little bit from the left to the right. Like when we are looking, sometimes staring at something, and our eyes don't move one bit, neither do they blink. They don't blink also, they're just staring. Like that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was watching, and he saw Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, لَقَدْ رَعَى مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى. Beshak dekha usne apne Rab ki bari namune. There undoubtedly Allah showed the great signs of His to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in this ayat, Allah explains the great honor of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lofty and great position of Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's meeting with Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, and the intizam and administration of the heavens which is carrying on. All this is explained so that the people of Makkah and consequently the people of the world will realize the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and bring iman on him and make their lifestyle and follow according to the lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam.